Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're going to have a good Christmas this year.
Yes, amen.
And in the name of Jesus, it's going to be the best Christmas you ever had.
We agree. Say that. We agree.
The best Christmas you've ever had. And we're talking about the birth of Jesus. And we teach from these scriptures, we teach faith, we teach the Word, we teach the spiritual side and the spiritual aspect of it, which is really important. And again, we talked about yesterday the fact that nothing happens on the earth, but what it's already happened before the foundation of the world, according to the Scripture. And God spoke by His prophets from heaven, and then things take place in the earth. Hmm. Well, the prophet Micah said there was going to be a baby born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
The prophet Isaiah got even more specific than that. And so, and he was going to be born in Bethlehem. So, and he was. Now, we'll find out today some very, very interesting things. Let's go back here to the book of Matthew once more. When let's go to the second chapter, 13th verse. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night. He left in the middle of the night, just obeying what he saw in a dream and what he heard God say in a dream.
Amen.
It takes a lot of faith to do that.
Yeah, it does.
And he's already found out this baby's dangerous. I mean, there's one side they're wanting to worship him and another side they're wanting to kill him. I mean, now, we got to get out of here. But now, wait a minute. "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee thee into Egypt. Be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled." That it might be fulfilled. So God spoke all of these things. He called things that be not as though they were back way long before. Because His Word commands everything.
Yes.
He's a covenant-making God. And He had a covenant with Joseph and Mary because of Abraham. And it's out of the tribe of Judah.
Isn't it wild that it still commands everything after hundreds of years?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
That's why we depend on it. So.
Yes, it is. Yes. So now all of this is taking place. Excuse me. "That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son." That's in Hosea chapter 11. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." So now he had a time span on this. So Jesus, by the time that wise men got there, Jesus was 2 years old. Not, he was not a baby. So, but all of this is important to have working knowledge and faith in the Word.
Yes.
Faith in the Word of God. Faith in what is written.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, then was fulfilled that which spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Egypt, Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. He arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judah in the room of his father instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Notwithstanding, he being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. That's the reason Jesus was born in the Galilee. Had to be. Came to dwell in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Now, people take that at a glance, and they show Jesus with long hair. No. Not if the Apostle Paul was being led of the Holy Spirit. For he said, even nature shows us that it is a shame for a man to have long hair. But then he went ahead to say, this is me speaking. Amen. So the Nazarites had long hair because of a Nazarite vow that you don't cut your hair ever under that vow. So, anyway, how did they have money enough to live in Egypt, gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Frankincense was a very, very expensive perfume. They didn't have the plant, the hyssop plant from which it came. They had the perfume. And it was extremely rare and expensive. They had more than enough. God is a God of more than enough. He's not going to send His people over there without enough to get by. And He won't send me somewhere without enough to get by. And He won't send you somewhere without enough to get by. We live and walk by faith. Joseph was living and walking by faith. Amen. And these scriptures were not unknown to him. They were not unknown to him. He's an Orthodox Jew.
Yes.
And God is leading him. Amen. And the Jewish people then and now do not believe that it's right to be poor.
That's right.
Amen. Why? Because Abraham was not poor.
No.
And we're the seed of Abraham because we belong to Jesus. Praise God. So now, then, I want to go over here to the Gospel of Luke. No, I want to stay right here where we are. Thank you, Lord. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. In those days, John the Baptist, preaching in wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want to, Lord, straighten this out for me. You want me to go to here? Yeah, okay. All right. Let's go over now to the Gospel of Luke. there's some very, 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 very interesting and very insightful things concerning this time. You know, it just began to talk about John the Baptist being born. But I want to get this account over here in the book of Luke concerning this. In the first chapter of Luke, verse 5, there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
What's that? All.
All, yes.
Ooh, that's big.
That's big.
Yeah.
And it was, and they'd done this for a long time. Most people don't realize the Levitical priesthood. And we learn a lot about this in the book of Hebrews. Jesus not being from the tribe of Levi, but from the tribe of Judah. He had to be from the tribe of Judah because he's the son of David, the king. And Jesus is to be a king. So now, let's continue here. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. It came to pass that while he executed the priest's office, so you entered into the office at 30. You start at the bottom. You entered into that. You were, and Jesus was 30 years old. There is so much here. Joseph, and he was forgotten 2 years, but no. He wasn't forgotten 2 years and had to stay in prison 2 more years because when Pharaoh called him out, he had just turned 30 years old. And so he went into his ministry as prime minister of Egypt. Isn't that, oh, glory to God. In the Word of God, just marvelous. So now, let's come back down here. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Now, you worked in the priesthood from the time you were 30 until you were 50, and then you retired. You still worked. You still had your part in your family, in the Levite family. Mm-hmm. But that was extremely demanding. It was really hard to keep in all of these things together and to and finally come to a place where you were righteous enough and clean enough to come on up into and then become high priest one day. And so, and this man was in a strong position, but it had taken him a long time. He's an old man now. And but all of that is the reason why. He had, and all of these things blameless. That means he was very, very attentive to what he's doing, yes. And it's just 24 hours a day almost because you have to get up earlier than anyone else, and you're up later than anyone else. And we see that from when Samuel was born, and Eli. So, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he came into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. There was a lot of people praying. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. No telling how big that angel was. Huh. They're not all big. There are some small, but they're all important. And an angel of the Lord, these tend to be very big from the ones that we see in Scripture. Standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Now, that tells me that he was there all the time. That was his job to be there all the time. When Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit of the power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said unto the angel, now he shouldn't have said this. Now, when he appeared to Mary, when Gabriel appeared to Mary, she asked him, "How shall I know this, seeing I don't know a man? I don't know a man." She had a right to ask that question. He didn't have any right to ask this because he'd already prayed about it. She had not prayed about that. She'd already been chosen. But his prayer had been heard. He already told him, "Your prayer has been heard."
Yes.
Now, he should have said, "Glory to God, we're going to have a baby." But now he said, I don't get this. So really, he's grumbling about it in a bit. "Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." The angel answered him and said, "I'm Gabriel." Now we know who the angel of the Lord that stood at the right hand of the the horn blower. Glory to God. "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. Behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, which thou believest not, because you didn't believe my word." You didn't believe it. You prayed, it was answered, but you didn't believe it.
Do you think he said then, "Well, that was dumb"?
Yeah, he didn't say it, but he sure thought it. You know he did. The people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long. And tell him how much time do I have? Oh, yeah, good. So long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. It came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
So many times, fear is such a dangerous thing. Fear is a... But he just stopped it right there.
That's what it does. It stops it.
It stops faith.
Whatever happened.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Praise God.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Hallelujah.
With God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I love this. Oh, Gloria, listen. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. Or be it unto me as you have spoken. And I learned years ago to, once you've prayed, you stand on something and it just doesn't look at all right. And I can just stop and say, well, glory to God, be it done unto me as you have spoken. And we're out of time. Praise God. Come on, Jeremy. Merry Christmas, son.
Thank you, Papa. Merry Christmas to you, to our partners, the friends of this ministry all over the world. You know, God's Word created all things and commanded events and time and people to be in the right place for the birth of Jesus. You see, He is a covenant-making, covenant-keeping God. When we trust and rely on Him just like Mary did, we will see Him do the impossible in our lives.
An angel told Joseph, Do not fear, for God has given Mary this son to bear. It was time to be counted, King Herod told them. So Joseph and Mary made their way to Bethlehem. There was no room in the inn, so in the stables they stayed and brought forth a baby in the manger he lay. Wise men traveled from the east. They followed the star and brought gifts from afar. Shepherds in a field nearby were told by a host of angels that the king had arrived. They all came to worship the newborn babe, the wonderful counselor, only begotten son, Jesus the Savior, God's gift to everyone. Merry Christmas from the Victory Channel.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a Christmas gift for you. It's the 2022 KCM calendar. Now, one of the things that Brother Copeland has said he really likes about this calendar is the Bible reading plan. You can read through the Bible in 1 year. Now, imagine the power of unity when all our partners are reading and praying the same scriptures together around the world. We're literally on the same page. Now, you can use this calendar also as a daily reminder of God's goodness in your life. You can set faith goals, write them down, and then update it. Every time you see our good God do something good, every time you see victory, write it down, and you'll keep it and remember it forever. And Kenneth and Gloria want to sow this into your life. So request your free calendar today on kcm.org. Now, the Victory First meeting is just a little over a week away. It starts December 31st. It runs through January 3rd, and this is KCM's first meeting in 2022. That makes it special. That makes it something you want to be a part of. Come start the year in victory like never before. Join Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church right here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and plan to be there for these four power-packed days as we bring in this new year in victory. Don't start it discouraged. Start it encouraged. Start it built up and strengthened with excitement about the days that are right in front of you. This will be a great opportunity for you to fill up with the Word of God. Come build your faith for this coming year. And let's celebrate. We've got so much to be thankful for. Let's celebrate the new year and grow in faith and in victory together. For more information about this free event, go to kcm.org. And then tomorrow, make your plans again to join us right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, will be back to share with you how faith in God's Word brings the promise to pass. It's faith that does it, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith.